the four P words that predict success as an entrepreneur. So the big question is, how are entrepreneurs like us who have too much to do and too little time able to build both the business and the life of our dreams? That's the question. And on this podcast, we'll explore the journey to the answer. My name is Brett Ingram, entrepreneur and award-winning product creator. I chose to build a business and have a time for a personal life, and I want to help you do the same. Welcome to Optimize. So entrepreneurship is a very sort of funny beast, right? There are a lot of variables. There are a lot of different factors that people say will make an entrepreneur more or less successful. So depending on what our unique sort of combination of traits and desires and interests and skills and all these other things, they all come into play in addition to random things like timing and industry factors and economic factors and things like that. But for the most part, the conventional wisdom is that as an entrepreneur, if we have it in our bones and we are committed to it at a level that is deep enough, that anyone and everyone can be successful as an entrepreneur. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And so we may have a bunch of failures along the way. We may have a bunch of things that don't work, but eventually we'll figure it out. Edison with the light bulb or the carbon filament anyway, right? Because he had 10,000 different ways that didn't work. And when he was asked about it, he said, that gets me 10,000 ways closer to the one that will. So he didn't look at that as failures. He looked at it as opportunities and ways to adjust his approach to get to exactly where he wanted to go. Makes a lot of sense in a lot of ways. But there are some factors in particular that if we really zoom out and we take a more of a bird's eye view of entrepreneurship and a macro view of it, there are some traits that we can look at objectively and say, these are traits that are vital, that are super important to an entrepreneur. And while you may have other things or may not or whatever, these four factors are pretty much inextricable from entrepreneurial success. If we want to be able to build a business, if we want to be able to be successful doing something, it's going to take a combination of four factors. They basically form the foundation of all success. So they might not determine the exact level, but without them, it's hard to create any enduring success. And with them, we could actually achieve great things. So the question, of course, becomes, what are they? There are four things, and obviously they all start with the letter P, which is why it's the four Ps. The first one is passion. Passion. So we've all heard this before, right? We have to be passionate about what it is that we're doing. We have to love what we're doing. We have to have burning desire and a strong sort of why that motivates us to do what we want to do. So we basically have a love for either the subject or the topic or what we're creating or the audience or the customer. There has to be some level of passion somewhere along the line in order for us to really be successful as entrepreneurs, because that is the underpinning of everything else, right? If we have that passion, then it will keep us going. We see this happen in sports all the time. We see somebody who is against all odds, but they're driven enough. They have enough passion. They have enough desire for what it is that they want, that they almost literally will them to whatever result that they're looking for. We've seen this with transcendent performances on the basketball court or the football field or wherever else it may be. And it's remarkable. As human beings, we relish in those stories and we love them because of the fact that we see what someone is willing to sacrifice for what they really want. And passion at the core of it all is super important. I told the story before about how when I was in the staffing industry, one of the things that made me realize early on that it wasn't the career that I was meant to be involved in is the fact that while I was okay at what I was doing and I was pretty good at it, I had a lot of the skills that were required. One of the things I didn't really have was the passion. There wasn't a burning desire for me. It was just a job. And so when I saw other people doing it and I saw how much they cared and how much they invested in it and how much it really mattered to them that the work that they did made a difference and that they got these candidates to do what they should be doing and all this other stuff. And when I saw all that, I realized, I don't even know if it was conscious in my own mind, but I realized that I was never going to be able to compete with that. I didn't have the passion. There's somebody in the digital marketing industry, and I had a chance to meet him at an event. And he told a story about how when he had a business early on, he's super successful now, and he's doing things that he really enjoys. But at the time, he had gotten into digital marketing by accident. He saw it as a way to make money. And so he started to do some stuff that was with the goal of making money. And what he soon discovered is, interestingly, he started to become successful. So he was very good at it anyway. But as he became more successful, he also became more reclusive. He didn't want to be involved in the industry he was in. He didn't want to deal with the customers that he was serving. He didn't want to be a public face, which is ironic because it's all the guy does now, which obviously then it makes sense. So he used to tell the story about how when he would have upset customers or whatever because he wasn't really serving them or whatever, when he was in his apartment and he heard cars drive by slowly, he would duck down to be away from the window. He wasn't sure if maybe customers that were angry were driving by to see if he was home. And he wanted so little to do with everybody that he just became a recluse and he wasn't really out there in the market. He didn't like what he did. So even though he was making money, he wasn't happy. And that all stemmed from that lack of passion. He wasn't aligned in the right thing. He ultimately gave that up. He moved and he reinvented himself. And he reinvented himself in a more true and real to himself way. So now what he does, he's more passionate about and he loves. But that's a really important and powerful lesson, because if we don't come to the table with that, even if we see an opportunity and even if the timing is right and the stars are aligning, and there's a lot of money to be made here and all that other stuff, we might not be the right person for it if we aren't passionate about it. Because at some point or another, someone with that passion is going to enter the industry and that's going to be our competition. So that is a really important element that we need to start with. And it's easy in the sense that we can determine whether we're passionate about something. So there's no mystery with this. We might be disappointed. We might want to be passionate about something, but if we aren't. And so we need to focus on stuff that we are passionate about and that we love. The second P trait that's super important and determines success as an entrepreneur is persistence. Success as an entrepreneur, success as a business owner is a long road. It really is a long road. The whole idea of the overnight success is a myth. Only people that are successful overnight are people that have been working at it for years, and then we just recognize them as being successful after that. But we didn't see all the long days, all the long nights, all the sleepless situations and trials and tribulations they went through, because you have to be persistent. You have to be willing to just keep going no matter what. And that's very difficult. It's very easy in the beginning because we start off with that passion. We start off with that excitement. We start off with that little gleam in our eye. And then as we get going, what we find is we get hit a few times, knocked down a few times. We're like, the success isn't coming quite as fast as we thought it would. It's taking a little bit longer than I thought. It's frustrating. I don't really know if what I'm doing is working. And so it's hard to keep going and have that blind faith. In addition to that, oftentimes as entrepreneurs, we have somebody whispering in our shoulder that we're being impetuous, we're being foolish, we're chasing kid dreams, we should just get a job and do what everybody else does, and we shouldn't be taking big risks and doing these other kinds of things because that's not stuff that everybody can do, which is true to an extent. It's whether or not it's true for you or not. Some people are better off not being entrepreneurs because they don't have the required traits in order to be able to make it go. They might have one or two, and so they might have some flash in the pan success, but it's going to be hard to build anything that endures if we don't have that persistence, the sort of long road mentality where we already know, look, this is a journey of a mile, and we're starting to walking one step at a time. So it's 5,280 feet. We're going to be on this road for a long time. We just need to buckle up, accept that, and understand that we just need to keep going no matter what. But the great an obvious manifestation of this is actually the podcasting industry. I forget the actual statistic, but it's something like 90% of podcasts never make more than three episodes. Three episodes, if you thought that you could make a podcast and make three episodes and have a giant following, literally everybody on the planet would be doing it. There wouldn't be anybody doing anything else. We'd all have a podcast because all you have to make is three episodes. You have a giant following. You're making a ton of money. It's not how it works. It's not how it works at all. And what people realize is even the people that get beyond the three episodes, it's weeks and weeks and months of work. The average to monetize a podcast at all is 6 to 12 months to start to see any sort of real growth. So that's 6 months worth of consistent work of just putting our head down and going and doing one day after the next, one day after the next, and just having that confidence, having that faith that our efforts in the end will pay off. Because if we're doing it from a place of passion and we're consistent and persistent with it and we just keep going, then the odds are, obviously we want to be smart and pay attention to the results we're getting too so we can make adjustments. But the fact is we have to just keep going because that is the key to being able to build an enduring success, is to be able to keep going until we get to where we want. It always takes a lot of momentum to break through that initial inertia of wherever we start. So that excitement and that sort of adrenaline rush we get from starting a business goes away. And we need to be able to do it. It's like a relationship, right? When we're in love, when we're first in love and we meet somebody, the sky looks bluer, the sun looks brighter, the birds are chirping louder and singing beautiful songs. And that's a wonderful feeling. And we want to bask in that and be involved in that as much as we can. But it does fade. And so if our whole relationship is built on the fact of this euphoric feeling, it's not sustainable. There has to be something deeper than that, that we have to be willing to commit to it long term. The same idea exists in business. We have to accept in advance it's a long road. If we happen to catch lightning in a bottle and something goes really great, that's fantastic. But if we read stories like that and that skews our thinking into believing that we can just throw something together and start rolling in dough in a few weeks, we're setting ourselves up for failure. Persistence is the second P and it's super, super important. The third P is perseverance. So similar to persistence, but a little bit different. It does mean keep going, but what it also means is being able to overcome obstacles. Okay, the fact is, every business owner, every entrepreneur runs into obstacles. It's inextricable. It's part of the entrepreneurial framework. It's part of the package when we sign up for this career, when we sign up for this lifestyle, whatever you want to call it. And we have to get very good at, first of all, accepting the fact that there will be obstacles. We don't want to wish for them, and we're not going to invite them in. But when they come knocking, we can't slam the door on them. We have to work through them. And we have to understand that it doesn't make us failures. It doesn't make us lesser of an entrepreneur because somebody else looks more successful. It's the fact of the matter is everybody goes through it. So whether we're viewing someone else at the time they're going through an obstacle or whether we're seeing them after they've come out the other side, the fact is anyone who's achieved anything of any level of greatness has overcome obstacles, sometimes more than their share. And so perseverance is the ability to see that obstacle, accept it, and say, I'm going to overcome this. I'm going to break through these roadblocks no matter what I've got to do, and I don't really care. I'm not going to let this stop me. When I was starting off in my digital business, I was already married with kids, so I was raising a family. I was already working full-time. I was already going to graduate school. And so I had very little time to myself. And I knew I wanted to build a digital business because I wanted the freedom and the lifestyle that it could provide. But I also knew that it was going to be a long haul. And one of the things that I had done is I had to just pinch time in the morning and at night. And so I had 3 months worth of work that I had put together. And I had them in my briefcase in my car. And I was in New York at night school, going to school. And when I came out, my window was smashed in my car. My bag was gone along with the zip drive. There was no cloud storage back then. So all my data, all my information was on that zip drive, and it was all stolen. And that was 3 months worth of work. Now, it wouldn't have been 3 months worth of full-time work, but remember, I only had an hour here, an hour there. So it was 3 months of a lot of effort and a lot of sacrifice. I didn't sleep as much. I was getting up early. I was going to the office early. I was pinching time anywhere and everywhere I could to put this information together to run my business. And then in an instant, in the snap of a fingers, it was gone. That was a gut check. That was a moment where I had to look up and look myself in the mirror and say, is this a sign? Am I supposed to not be an entrepreneur? Should I just focus on getting a job, finishing my degree, and that's that? And I didn't let it stop me. I said, no, you know what? Instead, I'm going to turn this into a story that I can tell down the road, because I'm going to come back from this. I'm going to work through this, and I'm going to make it happen. I didn't make that decision in the instant. I had to reflect for a day or two because I was distraught. But once I came back to my senses, I realized there was no other path for me that made sense. I had to do this. And so I worked through it, and now it's a story that I can tell. Another issue I had is after I built my business and I had gone full time, I had worked my way up in the affiliate marketing side of product launches and software, and I had gotten to a really good point where I had all the top affiliates on my launch, and I launched a product. We did fantastically well. I was super proud. I was super excited. I felt like I had arrived, and the sky was the limit. And then a couple months later, the entire market collapsed, literally just imploded. There were a lot of factors that went into it. Those are unimportant. The fact is, everything retreated, and all the partners that were going to promote for me all of a sudden weren't promoting for anyone. They were all doing their own internal launch stuff. And here I was needing to reinvent myself again after having spent 2 years trying to build myself up in this market, finally launched something that was worthy of everybody promoting it, finally crushed it. And then just like that, again, like almost like the snap of a fingers or a light switch, it was gone. And I had to work through that as well. And it took years, but I worked through that as well. And then the fourth P, so the bottom line is perseverance is a requirement to be a successful entrepreneur. And then the fourth P is patience. And patience is simple, and it might sound like it's connected to those others, and it is in a way, but it's a little bit different because patience is the passive side of it. Patience is not keeping working. It's being okay to wait for the result. So when we are keep going and keep going, that's all great. But when the music stops and we have a moment where it's quiet, are we still able to be patient enough to let the work bear fruit? We have to understand right up front that it takes time to build anything and be successful. When I was a kid, my parents had a garden, so I really wanted to have a garden. So they gave me a little strip of soil behind the house, and they said, you can build a garden, here's some seeds and stuff like that. They told me what I needed to do. They showed me a little bit. So I went and I planted a garden, and I had a row of vegetables and stuff, and I put in the good soil, and I buried the seeds, and I watered them. I made sure they got sun, and I did that every single day. And after, I forget how long it was probably just a couple of weeks. I was just a little kid. I started to ask my parents, I said, how long is this going to take? Because I feel like I planted the stuff, but I don't even know if it's working. All I see is like this little sprout, but I don't even know if any vegetables are growing or whatever. And they're like, just be patient. It's under the ground and it will grow. And I think carrots was one of the things, and it'll grow and you'll see. Like it just takes a little bit more time. Keep watering it. Keep making sure it gets sun. Make sure that the soil is good and all that. As you might guess, I got impatient. So I was impetuous and I said, you know what? I don't believe it's even working. And I pulled up all of the things that I had planted. And what I found is I had little tiny versions of the vegetables that I had planted. They were growing, they were working, but I wasn't patient enough to wait and let it happen. So what I ended up with was unusable fruit and vegetables. Whereas if I had just waited, I would have actually had what I had set out to do. And the sad part about it is I did all the hard work. I did the work. I did the planting. I dug up all the soil. I planted the seeds. I watered it. I did all the hard work, but I wasn't patient enough. So I pulled the plug too soon. And that was a lesson that I never forgot to this day. And it's taught me to be very patient. So while there are a lot of traits and characteristics of entrepreneurs, these four cover the broad strokes of what it takes to succeed. So the takeaway here is that every entrepreneur's journey is different. But the one constant for all of us is that it's not easy. There are setbacks, there are challenges, there are obstacles. That's why the four P's are so important. Because if we start with passion and we're excited and committed about what we're doing, so we're more likely to be successful. Then if we add persistence, we'll understand the road can be long and we'll keep going no matter what. If we have perseverance, we'll be prepared for the gut punches and the hard times, and we'll have the fortitude to overcome them. And if we add in patience, we'll understand that success doesn't happen overnight, and we'll stick with it long enough to realize our dreams. Be sure to subscribe so you get every episode and share it with a friend. And until next time, remember, no matter what you want from your business and your life, don't compromise, optimize.